heating deal out there where they keep the temperature about the same. You can't let them get too cold and kill them the same. They had this past winter where there was a lot of cold weather. They run a lot of, use a lot of fuel keeping them worms warm. But then they dig them out and count them and sell them so much a hundred. I imagine a lot of gossiping going on when they went down there digging, getting that worm and counting.
Probably.
I don't. Most of the stores you see have got a few pints, and as you know, we get called for them every now and then. But my girl works for me, don't want food to be around a worm eating in a quart cup.
I guess not. You were mentioning the turtle. Are there different kinds of turtles in the
world? Yeah, there. Soft shell and hard shell, basically, around here. The soft shell mostly stays in the water, and the hard shell, I think maybe more of a land turtle. Hard shell is not too good a eat, and not too good a market for them, but soft shell is they are got a good market value for them. They say there's several different kind of meat in the soft shell turtle. Some, I don't know, I've eaten them and enjoyed it, but it's just turtle meat to me.
I guess.
They used to, gophers.
Is that the ones on land?
Yeah, well, there's a hard shell turtle and then a gopher.
Now, how's he different from a hard shell turtle?
Well, he's just different. All I know, he's got a hard shell, but he's different altogether, and a lot of people eat them. I never had to eat any of them. They don't have much meat on them except the legs and neck. But they'll eat up the grass, basically, and they dig a hole in the ground. Back, well, during the summertime, before they got so much government money floating around, a lot of people would dig them. You know, that was part of their diet, gopher. Around St. Augustine, them Spanish people, the story goes, really loves gophers. They get these gopher hooks, that long fishing pole type thing with a stiff wire and a hook on it, and they run it down the hole, pull it, hook it on his leg and pull him out. And of course, you can take a gas hose, put on the exhaust pipe and run down there, and he'll come out.
I guess so.
He'd come out or die, so he'd get out.
I guess so.
But they used to tell tales around during the Depression that if you carried a gopher to the store to get something with it, they'd give you a little gopher for change.
That must have been hard times.
I reckon so.
You ever heard anybody call a turtle anything besides a turtle?
Well, those hard shell turtles, some of the black people used to call them Baptist preachers.
Baptist preacher.
Called it hard shell, you know, the hard shell Baptist.
Yeah, I guess so. That's
I don't
good.
Remember hearing them. Turtles, some of them turtles grow a pretty big size and they'll bite you. The gopher won't bite you, but a turtle will.
Oh. You ever heard any colored people, anybody call them cooters or anything like that?
Yeah, since you mentioned it, I think they do. Sometimes they call gopher cooter a nickname for
it. Then you mentioned that, reach down that gopher hole, doesn't it? Sometimes the rattlesnakes go in that wood?
Yeah, snake, you get after them, you go in a gopher hole. I saw, we were picking oranges one time, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago. Got through with a block and